seconds to check your answers.
Задание А1А7. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1, А7 соответствуют содержанию текста? 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, Windsor Travel Company. How may I help you?
Hello. I was just wondering if you could offer me a tour of Windsor. This is my first visit to England, and I want to make the most of it. I've been dreaming of visiting Windsor for quite a long time, so...
And may I tell you that you have phoned the very right place. We're the oldest company in Great Britain to offer a variety of guided tours to Windsor.
So you have several routes. I'm surprised to hear that, as I thought Windsor's a really tiny town.
Windsor isn't big, but there's so much to see and do there. Would you like me to list some of the opportunities?
Yes, please.
Well, the most famous attraction in Windsor is certainly the magnificent Windsor Castle, the most romantic castle in the world. When the Queen is in residence, her presence is marked by the flying of her personal standard from the Round Tower. You may be lucky to see that.
I guess Windsor Castle is a must for a tourist like me. What can I see there?
First, you go to St. George's Chapel, one of England's most beautiful ecclesiastic structures, and move forward to Queen Mary's Doll's House, a perfect miniature palace with working lights and lifts, and even running water in all its 5 bathrooms.
That must be amazing. Anything else I could see apart from Windsor Castle?
You may stroll to the Household Cavalry Museum. Inside is a comprehensive collection of the regiment's uniforms, weapons, and armor, as used from 1600 to the present day. One more thing absolutely worth seeing is Windsor Great Park and Smith's Lawn.
Is it possible to combine all of these things into one day's tour?
Most people feel one day isn't enough for them, but you'll have a general impression and can come back next time you're in England.
And what about shopping opportunities? I'd really love to buy some souvenirs for my family and friends.
Windsor Royal Station will suit you. The covered shopping area combines modern store design and user-friendly facilities.
Good. I think I'll order a tour now.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hello, Windsor Travel Company. How may I help you?
Hello. I was just wondering if you could offer me a tour of Windsor. This is my first visit to England, and I want to make the most of it. I've been dreaming of visiting Windsor for quite a long time, so...
And may I tell you that you have phoned the very right place. We're the oldest company in Great Britain to offer a variety of guided tours to Windsor.
So you have several routes. I'm surprised to hear that, as I thought Windsor's a really tiny town.
Windsor isn't big, but there's so much to see and do there. Would you like me to list some of the opportunities?
Yes, please.
Well, the most famous attraction in Windsor is certainly the magnificent Windsor Castle, the most romantic castle in the world. When the Queen is in residence, her presence is marked by the flying of her personal standard from the Round Tower. You may be lucky to see that.
I guess Windsor Castle is a must for a tourist like me. What can I see there?
First, you go to St. George's Chapel, one of England's most beautiful ecclesiastic structures, and move forward to Queen Mary's Doll's House, a perfect miniature palace with working lights and lifts, and even running water in all its 5 bathrooms.
That must be amazing. Anything else I could see apart from Windsor Castle?
You may stroll to the Household Cavalry Museum. Inside is a comprehensive collection of the regiment's uniforms, weapons, and armor, as used from 1600 to the present day. One more thing absolutely worth seeing is Windsor Great Park and Smith's Lawn.
Is it possible to combine all of these things into one day's tour?
Most people feel one day isn't enough for them, but you'll have a general impression and can come back next time you're in England.
And what about shopping opportunities? I'd really love to buy some souvenirs for my family and friends.
Windsor Royal Station will suit you. The covered shopping area combines modern store design and user-friendly facilities.
Good. I think I'll order a tour now.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.